The Regional District of East Kootenay has approved an amendment to tipping fees following a request from the City of Cranbrook stemming from the pending cleanup of the old Knights Hall building that was destroyed by fire a few years ago. Based on the current tipping fees in the bylaw, the city estimated that it would cost just under $1 million to clean up the property. But that figure was reduced by half, $200 per ton to $100 per ton, following the RDEK board's approval of the fee changes. Specifically, the changes establish a fee of $100 per ton for construction and demolition waste originating from the cleanup of land owned by member municipalities and the RDEK within the central subregion. Cranbrook Mayor Wayne Price says the fee reduction will help the city draw into a partnership for a project at that location, and hinted that the city has been in ongoing discussions with BC Housing Minister Ravi Kalone for opportunities on city-owned land. This tipping fee reduction will make a significant difference in the value that we can provide, Price said. The city was deemed the purchaser of the property following a tax sale in 2024 when no bids were received. The property is currently in a one-year redemption period, meaning the former property owner can reclaim possession by paying 3 years of unpaid property taxes, interest, and other fees. The redemption period expires in September, upon which the city will gain possession of the property if the owner does not redeem those outstanding taxes. Prior to the tipping fee amendment request to the RDEK, the city did not wish to move forward with site cleanup when there was still a chance the previous property owner could redeem and regain possession of the property that was cleaned up at the public taxpayers' expense. Cranbrook Fire and Emergency Services responded to the structure fire at the Knights Hall in December 2023. Upon arrival, fire crews discovered fire showing from the second story of the building, which quickly spread throughout. At the time of the fire, there was no heat or power in the building due to the considerable damage caused by previous fire in the building a year before then. Since the fire, the property has been under two remedial orders.